The Cavs' first two playoff games have shown just how difficult defending their NBA title is going to be. Cleveland is up 2-0 over the Indiana Pacers, but both games so far have come down to the final minutes. Game 3 is tomorrow night. WKSU commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, the Cavs' regular season struggles are evident early in these playoffs, but the NBA postseason is much different than most other sports, and that gives the Cavs time to settle in.
It's completely different, Amanda. Let's just look at two other sports first. When you are playing for the Super Bowl and say the Steelers are playing the Giants, they don't play best of three or best of seven.
It's one game.
One game, one and out, which is just like the regular season. As you play this team this week, you play another team next week. Baseball, the World Series is what? Best of what?
Seven games.
Okay, now in the regular season, you won't play seven in a row, but it's not uncommon to go play a team four times.
Mm-hmm.
So there is some similarity. Once in a great while in basketball, you may play the same team twice in a week.
But that's very unusual.
It really is. But come the playoffs, best of what? Seven games. You never have back-to-back games.
You always have at least a day off.
At least a day off.
Yeah.
Often two.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, it isn't that whole jet lag thing and we don't have time. They got all kinds of time to practice, all kinds of time to prepare.
So it's like the real season starts now.
You see real pro basketball.
Mm-hmm. So the Cavs are the defending NBA champions.
Right.
The slogan heading into the playoffs, defend the land.
They better start defending something.
Are you referring to the defense?
I've been grumpy about the defense all year. And the first two games they played here, yes, they did beat Indiana. But both games, Indiana shot nearly 50% from the field. Rarely, by the way, do you consistently win when your opposing team is making half its shots.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got to do better there. Right now, the Cavs are basically, as they say in NBA, outscoring them. Each playoff game, basically, is a pass-fail. This is not figure skating. There's no style points given out.
Mm-hmm.
So the Cavs are up 2-0. They had two tests. They passed them both. They got to pass two more in this series. That's how they look at it. But if you're looking at defending the land, I say they got to start defending somebody.
Okay.
Because Indiana is not an offensive powerhouse, and they're throwing up 110 points a game against the Cavs. The Cavs, during the regular season, ranked 22nd in defense out of 30 teams. Last year, by the way, they ranked 10th.
Mm-hmm. But does that matter when you have LeBron James?
That's the big thing. A couple scouts will tell you, no, it doesn't. But, you know, LeBron will tell you he needs some help. This is the 12th time he's been in the playoffs in his career.
Mm-hmm.
He's never lost a first-round series.
Never?
Never. Michael Jordan can't say that. Magic Johnson can't say that.
Wow. So that bodes well.
So you really don't like Indiana's chances right now.
Okay.
That's number one.
And is that how they're looking at this? One series at a time has got to be how they look.
Yeah, it is. And then the other thing is the Cavs have won their last 10 first-round games. They're 10-0 since LeBron returned.
Mm.
So he's not even lost a first-round game with the Cavs. So that's reason for hope. But I'm telling you, these guys make me really worry. Remember, there's four rounds. It takes four rounds to get to the finals and win. You have to win 16 games. You're going to be playing 20 to 24 games going through this.
It's like a mini season.
It's a second season over 2 months. That's why it feels like forever.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the thinking of the Cavs have time. It's one NBA person said to me, the Cavs don't have to beat the Golden State Warriors in April. They have to get ready to beat them in June.
Okay.
Then he said, by the way, they're not ready to beat them in April right now, but they may be in June. But my argument is, and again, I've been skeptical on these guys all year, I don't like teams with really bad defensive habits, and they've had them.
Defending champs, you have LeBron James, you can never count the Cavs out, but this is not going to be easy. Terry, thanks.
Thanks, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto. He joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports at WKSU.org. He talks about the good and the bad of the Indians' first couple weeks of the season.